right, welcome back to the conversation. Ken Cuccinelli is here. He is the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And Ken, I want to talk about some of the numbers here because the numbers are decreasing, which is important. And I also want to talk about this, the poem, the Lazarus poem that is on the Statue of Liberty, because give us your tired, your poor, and so on and so forth. And you were given some grief recently because the conversation has turned to whether or not we should bring people into this country that are destitute. They're going to jump on to social programs and maybe never contribute. That's nothing new in America.
No, it isn't new at all. I mean, it's almost four. That's a four, Steve, 100 years old. I mean, it goes back to 1645 in Massachusetts. In federal law, it's been in there for about 140 years. And before that, we didn't have federal immigration. It was regulated by states. And ironically enough, one of the first states to sue us over continuing the implementation of the self-sufficiency requirement, self-sufficiency being a core value for America, was New York.
Right.
It may have been the very first state after independence to have its own public charge laws.
Well, you know, as has been said, Milton Friedman and others quite famously say, you can have open borders or you can have welfare systems for all, but you certainly cannot have both. I'm paraphrasing, of course, Ken, but you can't. You can't open. We are not the welfare office for the world. It doesn't work.
Well,
it's not sustainable.
And even Bernie Sanders has said that. He was asked about open borders and health care for all, and you know, because that's been a theme for him. And he noted you can't have both. And so, math is immutable as much as
exactly.
People would like to pretend that it's not. And self-sufficiency, setting even the math aside, is a core value for this country. I mean, America, the most famous line there, Martin Luther King called it our national creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Well, it's protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Correct.
The opportunity, not the guarantee to pursue it, not to actually have government provide it.
Right, guaranteed opportunities.
Yeah, it's particularly important when people are asking to come here for the rest of their lives.
It's not about guaranteed outcomes. You're exactly right, Ken, and that's something that drives me, just drives me up the wall, because it's not about guaranteed outcomes. America was built on the rugged individual, not on the collective mindset of other nations.
Right.
And make no mistake, our government and our Constitution are the envy of free people and not free people around the world. Now, let me talk about the border wall a little bit. My latest numbers here show 52 new miles of wall have been built in heavily trafficked areas, as much as 450 miles of new wall. And I've seen it. The drone footage is impressive. As much as 450 miles of new wall could be up by the end of next year. And
right.
Every time you complete a mile of wall, it frees up manpower and resources to address other issues on the border, correct?
That's absolutely correct. You cannot go find a Border Patrol chief on the border. There's nine sectors on the border who would not tell you the same thing, that the wall makes their job easier. It makes them safer. It makes it easier to police. And it's just extremely effective. And that, of course, we're not just randomly putting it up. We're putting it up where it's most needed. And we're putting it up where literally some Vietnam-era stuff is sometimes even falling down.
Sure. So let me ask you this.
Irrelevant.
Why is it that it's
a tremendous add to security for this country.
Why is it that people on the left appear to be completely comfortable with the idea of letting it fail at the southern border just as long as they cannot let Donald Trump get a win? I mean, it seems they're willing to let the country suffer, let the middle class suffer, let working class people suffer, let the border communities and states suffer just as long as they don't give Donald Trump a win. I mean, how messed up is that?
Well, that's pretty sad. I mean, just take the public charge, this notion that people shouldn't go on welfare. The most recent version of that law was passed in 1996. It was so uncontroversial on a bipartisan basis to pass on a voice vote in the Senate. I mean, this stuff didn't used to be the source of political partisanship. And now it's become a tool of the left to just beat this president over the head. Though I will say, a lot of what we're doing as recently as last week is consistent with what the Obama administration was doing. So President Obama fought what's called the Flores decision in 2015, which turned children into tickets to get into this country.
Exactly.
So massively increased child trafficking, human trafficking. The Obama administration fought that. And last week, just last week, in a huge and underreported accomplishment, the president's administration and Department of Homeland Security, we passed what's called a Flores rule to stop that from happening.
Right, and it's a huge move forward.
It took a long time to get that in place. But that's an agreement point between Presidents Trump and Obama. That never gets reported. The critical nature of that rule in stemming the trafficking of children hasn't been very well reported. And I know you're just shocked by that.
Yeah, I'm stunned that the mainstream media hasn't done their job. You know, as a refugee, I left NBC News a number of years ago and entered a 12-step program for recovering mainstream reporters. So I'm doing well, Ken. I'm going
to
give you about 45 seconds here to wrap it up. What do people need to know about what's happening at the border right now that you would want them to know? You have 45 seconds for the last word.
Well, what I'd like them to know is the president is throwing everything in the kitchen sink at this problem, and that it is having results. You've talked, Steve, about the illegal crossing numbers going down. That isn't because of any one thing. We've done about half a dozen major things this summer that have affected that. And this is all with a continual push by the president. And he's now working to land agreements with Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
Right.
And having some success, like he did with Mexico, that can further change the strategic picture in the entire hemisphere.
We're making progress. Ken Cuccinelli, Acting Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Thank you so much. Terrific conversation, sir. Thank you.
Hey, great to be with you.
There you have it. A quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Charity and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.